You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Could you hear her then?
I couldn't not hear her. She was so irate.
Oh, I didn't realise the computer was up that loud.
I'm just pleased Phoebe wasn't around to listen.
You can't blame Kate for being worried, darling. I told her how Phoebe reacted when Roy came to see her on Friday, and she was distraught.
Yeah, I just don't think people in glass houses should throw stones. Well, it's not going to help Phoebe, is it? Kate telling how terrible her father is.
No, well, we are where we are. And Roy has behaved abominably, and he hasn't thought for a moment about his family. People in these situations never do.
He is still her father. We need to encourage Phoebe to see that.
Brian...
And yes, of course I'm not saying we should kick her out.
Which is exactly what I told Kate.
But this isn't a solution, is it? So let's not all gang up on Roy. Admit he's done a dreadful thing.
Yeah.
But it's no use Phoebe shouting and screaming at him. At some point she's going to have to listen.
People are allowed to be angry, darling. I mean, what do you expect? We have a broken child on our hands.
Yes, I know.
And as far as I'm concerned, Phoebe can stay here as long as she likes.
Fine. Oh, I see you're still poring over John's books.
Hmm?
What's this? Communication with the Other Side by Sir George Littleton.
Oh, Brian, don't mix them up. I'm looking to see if there are any first editions. In any case, it's time we were going.
Going where?
To the ball for Apple Day.
Mm.
Oh, I wonder if Ruth and David will be there. I still can't believe they're thinking of selling Brookfield.
Actually, Jenny, I don't think I'll join you. I mean, I know I said I would, but, well, I have seen an apple before.
What else are you going to do?
With this and that, does it really matter?
No, I suppose not. Oh, and I'll leave you to it, then.
Okay, Di.
Oh, and Brian, whatever it is you plan to do, don't touch my books.
You don't know why young Phoebe's staying there then, William?
Hey? Good throw, Jay. Yeah. No, I told you, Grandad. I've seen Jennifer coming back with it a couple of times. But I can't exactly ask, can I?
No.
Well done. A bit closer next time.
Susan Carter reckons young Edie's car ain't been at Willow Farm all week. Oh, crying shame. For all her airs and graces that Elizabeth Padgetter ain't as grand as she thinks she is. So this is where you got to.
Yeah, Jake wanted to play apple ball.
Hey, Eddie. William says Phoebe is staying at Old Farm.
Oh, give it a rest, Dad. You're like a blinking fish one.
Well, I'm only curious. Hey, what you got there?
Matcham's apoplectic. It's got a real kick, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, how come you didn't get me one then?
I couldn't find you, could I? Oh, look, here's a fiver. Get one yourself. Oh, and they're doing free tasters.
Well, nobody told me that. You know, in that case.
Oh, nice one, Jakey.
Hey, try the autumn pride. So, how's it going with you, son?
Huh?
Getting away from work for a couple of hours?
Oh, I wish. I just had Jean Harvey complaining at me.
What? About all the roadkill.
Oh, don't you start, Dad. It ain't my fault.
Yeah, I know.
It's because Justin Elliott made me read twice as many posts. Well, I told you he's coming to this shoot in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of his city pals. Me and Pete are doing the best we can, but with all these extra birds, well, it's impossible.
Give us a minute, Kenton. I'm still making up my mind.
Ah, the agony of choice.
Hey, what?
This is rather fun, isn't it?
Oh, Carol Tregore. Yeah, you reckon, do you?
Don't you?
Oh, you should have been here last year. We had Apple Day up at Green Farm Orchard.
Ah.
Oh, that press they got outside. It's puny.
Oh, it is only for making juice. Mm. I thought it was a nice idea, allowing people to squeeze and bottle their air. Now, which one of these ciders would you recommend?
Here comes Jennifer Aldrich. You heard what's been going on at Lower Loxley? Susan Carter reckons Roy Tucker's been up to no good with Elizabeth Padgetter.
Well, does she now?
Ah.
Well, it's easy to get the wrong impression when you peep through other people's keyholes.
Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Carol.
Joe, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks, Mrs. So, What's all this about young Phoebe staying with you now, eh? Is it true Ailie Tucker's run off home to her mother?
Oh, well...
Yeah, well, ain't no secret, is it? Not if she's walked out on her.
Well, I don't know. I'm really not
no,
sure.
No, quite right, Jennifer. Don't be such a sticky beak, Joe. I thought you were a gentleman. Since when have you become so nosy?
Hello? Roy?
Yeah, hang on.
Mike said he thought he might be down here.
Brian?
You don't mind me dropping by?
No. Is everything all right? How's Phoebe? She isn't with you, is she?
No. She's in Birmingham this weekend.
Oh, right.
But she's fine. No, I just wanted to check how you were. You're keeping busy, I see.
Well, this lot needed cleaning out. I can't expect Neil and Josh to do it all while Hayley isn't here.
You've not heard from her, then?
No. She let Abby ring me this morning, but other than that...
I see. Look, it has only been a week. I'm sure she'll be in touch soon. Because there's no need to think it'll be forever.
No.
After all, Hayley's no fool. I mean, when you think of everything you've got together... Well, she won't want to throw all that away... No, you're just going to have to get through this.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, well, I can see I've caught you at a bad time. I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
Brian?
Hmm?
Tell me. What am I going to do?
Carol? Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say thank you.
What for?
Well, for earlier. Joe.
Oh, don't be daft.
I expect you've forgotten what small villages can be like for gossip.
No, I hadn't forgotten.
No? Well, it is a rather delicate situation. I think you understand.
Yes.
The rumour mill really isn't good for anyone.
I imagine not. How are you getting on with John's books, by the way?
Oh, yes, very well. It's quite an eclectic collection. Even found a book on seances and spiritualism. Was that something he was interested in?
Briefly. You know, John, he'd get a sudden passionate obsession with something and then just as quickly he'd move on.
Really?
Hello, Eddie.
How do? You ain't seen me dad, have you?
Yes, he's sitting by the fireplace. I've just brought him another cider.
Oh, right.
In fact, he'll be wondering where it is. Excuse me, Jennifer.
Yes, of course. Hello, Will.
Hi, Jennifer. You all right?
Oh, yes, fine. I'm glad I bumped into you, actually. We need to talk about food for this shoot on the 4th.
Oh, OK.
And I expect you know how keen Brian is to make a good impression, and I thought I'd serve slow gin and sausages in the field.
Sure.
And I need to know how many beaters I'm going to have to feed for lunch.
Well...
You got me for a start.
I tell you what, maybe I could pop by later this week. We could discuss it then.
Oh, yes, all right, if that's what you prefer.
Ta.
I'll let you go and find Joe, then.
Cheers, Jennifer. Hey, come on. You always get nervy at the start of the season. It always turns out okay. Well, don't it?
Well, I suppose.
Of course it does. And it'll be just the same this year.
Well, listen, I'd best grab Nick and the kids. I need to get back out on the drives.
Sure. Oh, William, I've been meaning to ask... When you were on honeymoon in Mexico, did you bring back any souvenirs?
I can't remember. They were a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I might have stashed some stuff up in the loft after Emma left.
Can I come over and have a look?
Yeah, if you like. Why, though?
That's my secret. You'll just have to wait and see.
Yes, I do. It must have been Jill who told me you'd been evicted.
15 years ago next April.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Joe.
Oh, no. You can't get rid of us, Grundy said easy. Ed's back at Grange Farm with his cows, and we still make their cider. knock spots off the stuff they're serving here.
So you keep telling me.
Like honey it is. Lovely, smooth and mellow. Well, if you don't believe me, just ask the other fellows in the cider club.
Oh, yes, this club. It's a sort of co-op, is it?
Oh, no, no, no. It's a Grundy enterprise. But they all get a share, depending on how much they upset.
Marvellous. I'm quite tempted to join myself.
Ah, well, it is just mainly blokes.
Oh, you can make an exception for me, can't you? Not very modern.
Well...
Go on.
Oh, well, I suppose so, since it's you.
Of course you can.
I mean, Lily and Bellamy used to come now and again.
Well, there you are, then. In all seriousness, I'd love to try it.
Oh, you should come over, then. I'll show you how we makes it, and then we can have a tipple in the shed.
A tipple in the shed? Well, when you put it like that, how can a girl refuse?
Sorry, Brian. You don't want to hear all this.
No, no, no. It helps you to talk about it.
I just wish I knew how. Never thought this would happen.
Well, you don't, do you?
It's like... Well, I was living in two separate worlds. Now, when I was with Elizabeth, it was... new and dangerous and exciting.
I know.
Yeah, and then I get home, and there's Hayley and the girls, and... All right, it wasn't the same, but it was lovely. And now... Now I've lost it all.
Listen, Roy.
I mean, Dad's trying to be supportive, but I can tell from his face what he really thinks. And Vicky's barely speaking to me. Even Kate. She phoned earlier to tear me off a strip.
Well, we've all been there.
Yeah, that isn't who I am. I mean, with all due respect, Brian, Kate was the one who abandoned Phoebe. She ran away. I'd promised I would always be there for her.
And you were.
Ever since she was just a baby. I'm sorry,
no,
but...
No, 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 fair enough.
Phoebe's my little girl. Now look at me. I'm no better.
Roy.
Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Listen, Roy, come on. Come on, it'll be all right. Might not seem like it now, but these things happen. It doesn't mean you're not a good man. I mean, if you want to look at anyone, look at me. And I've still got my marriage and my family. You just need to be strong and give it time.
But how, Brian? How can you go back to the way things were, knowing how much you hurt everyone?
Well, I'm not entirely sure.
It's broken. And I don't see how I'm ever going to put it right.
Look, I'll leave you to it. You're busy. You've got the chickens to finish clearing out.
Huh?
But just hang in there, though.
Yeah.
Good. Chin up, then. I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Okay, Brian. I'll try.
You don't think she already knows, do you?
Who? Mum?
Well, she's going to find out sometime.
Maybe not.
Oh, David, she will. You can't keep something like that quiet.
Look, we only know what Phoebe said to Josh, and that wasn't much.
No,
and
but...
I am not going to be the one responsible for breaking it to Mum. Can you imagine what she'll think? Finding out that her little girl's a marriage wrecker. I can hardly believe she's done it. And I'm just a brother.
No, all right.
Ruth, it's Elizabeth's mess. She's obviously trying to deal with it in private. So, good. That suits all of us.
David, telephone!
Hi, Mum.
It's someone from Musgrave and Dodd.
Glyn?
Yes, I think so.
Oh. Do you want me to...
No, I'll take it.
Okay.
Is he the agent from up in Northumberland?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
He sounded very nice.
Oh, he is. Right, well, I'd better get back to cleaning the parlour.
Yes, of course. I thought I'd drop in on Elizabeth.
You going to Lower Loxley?
Why, you don't mind, do you? I'm not needed here.
No. I just hadn't realised you were seeing her today.
If it's a problem...
No, Jill. You go and see Elizabeth. It's not a problem at all.
Morning, Roy. Have you got a moment?
Yep, hang on. Just let me finish printing out this bill.
Yeah, of course. I shouldn't really ask. Just a bit worried about the Hunt Ball.
What was that, Caroline?
What's happened?
Huh?
Oh, Roy, you look terrible. Aren't you feeling well?
Oh, no, I'm just tired. Not been sleeping.
Oh, really? How come?
Oh, you know, stuff on me mind. I'm all right, though. So what did you want to know?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Was it about the ball?
Yes, but I won't bother you with it. It was stupid.
No, Caroline, it's fine. I don't mind, honestly. What were you going to ask?
Oh, it's probably just a breakdown in communication, but last week, your replacement, Geraldine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she called Oliver to confirm arrangements for the auction. We thought it had been sorted out, but Elizabeth just left a message wanting to know what equipment we need.
Oh, I see.
As I say, it's probably just crossed wires, but it's not the only time something like this has happened. I just don't want anything to slip through the net. It's a big event for us.
Of course.
Oh, right. I'll give Elizabeth a call.
What, now? Well, I could do it for you, if you like.
Oh, no.
No, but after all, it was me who made the original arrangements.
No, it's fine. I should be the one to speak to her anyway.
Did you tell him no, then?
Well, I couldn't really tell him anything else. I did say we'd have a better idea in a couple of weeks, providing the council gets its backside into gear. But even then, if they do decide on Route B, we can't put in a counter-offer until we've at least had some interest in Brookfield.
No.
And Glynn says the owner's minded to accept the one he's had now.
No, you're right. It's just a shame. It would have been the perfect farm for us.
Yeah.
Still, I suppose there'll be others.
Well, that's another thing. I did ask, and it's the only dairy farm they've had in the last 6 months.
Are you joking?
No. They have got a stock-rearing farm he thought might be suitable.
Oh, David, why does it all have to be so uncertain? For all we know, we might not even have to move. But if we do...
No, I know.
We still can't be sure we'll find the right farm.
Well, what is clear is we need to be able to act fast. It could take months.
Years, by the sound of it.
Or something might turn up tomorrow, in which case we need to be ready to jump.
So what are you saying? Do we need to call Rodways back in? Ask them to start preparing the marketing?
Yeah. I'd rather leave it until the council announce their decision.
Of course. Look, sorry, that's the tanker. I need to go and deal with it.
Yeah, all right. But then again, if it means we can put the farm up for sale the moment we hear...
I know you hate it. But if it puts us in a better position, I think we're going to have to bite the bullet, aren't we?
That's very generous, Caroline. But honestly, we don't need any help. It was only a small confusion.
I'm sure.
Don't worry. Everything's under control.
Yes, all right. I don't think there's anything else.
Well, if there is, don't hesitate to call. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.
Oh. Problems?
Sorry, Mum.
No, I'm admiring your field maples. Wonderful colours.
Hmm.
That was Caroline, I gather.
Yes. More questions about the ball. If it's not her or someone else from the hunt, it's just in Elliot's office asking if we've a room for his wife to change in.
You got Geraldine, haven't you? Can't she deal with it?
Geraldine's half the problem. Seriously, Mum, for all I know, she could be doing a brilliant job, but she doesn't tell me anything. It's like talking to the Sphinx. Anyway, she's on leave this week, so I'm just having to muddle through on
right.
My own. And of course it doesn't help that Roy left so many threads dangling. No, I've no idea what jobs he finished or how far he got with them.
Well, can't you ask?
Hmm?
Well, if Roy's left things properly.
No, Mum.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Elizabeth.
It's not his job anymore, is it? Anyway, I'll be all right. I'm dealing with it.
If it would make things easier, why
honestly,
not just
Mum,
straighten it out? Look, I realise Roy didn't give you much notice. He must know he left you in the lurch. I can't imagine he'd mind.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure.
Why ever not?
No, maybe he wouldn't.
He's such an obliging person. I'm sure if you asked him nicely, he'd be only too happy to help.
Caroline?
Oh, Roy.
Did you manage to speak to Elizabeth?
Yes, I did, thanks.
You got it all sorted then?
Well, I think so.
Right. And how did she sound?
Hmm?
I mean, she sounded okay, did she? Like she was coping?
Oh, we weren't on the phone for long. She insisted everything's in hand, though. Right, excuse me, I need to speak to Ian about the Christmas bookings.
Yeah, of course. Oh, have we got any more toner?
Yeah, should have. A normal place in the cupboard.
Ta. Elizabeth.
Roy, hi. Sorry for calling.
No, no.
Is this a good time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm at work.
Yeah, I wondered if you might be. Look, I can call back another time.
No, it's fine. Honestly. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I know it's an imposition, but to be honest, the hunt ball's turning into a bit of a nightmare.
Oh, really?
It doesn't help that you and Geraldine never really had time for a proper handover. I was wondering, would you mind if I checked a few things with you?
No. No, of course not. Fire away.
The menu. Now, I know we shouldn't expect many vegetarians, but I've found a note that you made of dietary requirements. Is that up to date?
Yeah. Unless anyone's been in touch since.
But up until then, I've got one celiac and a couple of nut allergies.
Yeah, sounds about right to me.
Great. And what about the programme? Can you remember how many of the sponsors had sent through their artwork?
Oh, not off the top of my head. Should be a file on the computer.
Yeah, I found that. There's still some missing, though. And I don't want to start calling up to check in case Geraldine's already done it, because the same's already happened with the auction
Elizabeth,
and the VIP reception.
Look, tell you what. Just send me a list of your queries, and I'll deal with them.
Would you, really? Because there are a couple of other things.
Look, I'll sort it out.
Well, that would be brilliant. Thank you.
It's no worries. Got the cheque, by the way.
Oh, right.
It arrived last Friday. I was kind of hoping we could forget about it. You know, now that it's all done and dusted, we can put it behind us.
Well, I'm sure you must be very busy. I know I am.
Well,
I'll send you those details, and thanks again, Roy.
Yeah, okay. No, it was good to hear from you, though. Elizabeth? Elizabeth? Hello?
Well, he wasn't very happy about it, but I managed to separate the ram.
Oh, well done.
What you looking at?
Hadley Hock.
Eh?
It's the stock rearing farm you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't look that bad. It's lowland, so it's on the level, and the livestock buildings are all fairly new.
See?
And Glyn's right. There's plenty of room to build a parlour.
496 acres, comprising of productive silage ground and grazing land, being grade 2 and 3.
So it should be fine for some arable.
Centrally located farm buildings include two large modern cattle sheds, workshop and feed storage.
Right.
I take it you think we should have a look.
It might be worth it.
Okay. Well, we'd better give Glyn a call then. Oh, hey, close the laptop. Hi, Mum.
Hello, loves.
How did you get on? Was Elizabeth okay?
Yes, I think so. Although she does seem rather stressed.
Oh?
She's still finding it difficult to get on with her new manager.
Really?
Between ourselves, I think she's missing Roy.
She said that?
No. But this Geraldine woman sounds hard work. How have you been getting on?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
What did the land agent have to say?
Oh, well, the farm we went to look at, someone's put in an offer.
Have they? You mean it's been sold?
Well, no, not sold.
Not yet, no.
But we have said we aren't interested.
Well, that's hardly surprising. You were only really looking to see what was out there. You ready for some lunch?
We have found another one, though. It's a stock-rearing farm near Hexham.
Oh, have you?
We've decided to arrange a viewing.
Right. Well, that's marvellous. It's good to know there are other farms to look at.
There is one more thing, Mum. We've realised that if Route B does get chosen, we may have to act very quickly. So I've called Rodways, and they're coming back on Wednesday to start working on the sales pack.
I don't understand.
Oh, it's only a precaution, Jill, so we don't get caught on the hop.
Yes, but there's not that much of a rush, is there? I mean, I can see why you wanted a valuation.
Yeah, but we just don't know. An ideal farm could turn up next month.
And the sales pack will take a while. Rodways need to take photos, draw up the plans.
Yes, I see.
Mum?
I'm listening.
Is that all right with you?
Yes, of course, love. Better to be safe than sorry. I'll have to start tidying. They can't take photos of the house like this, can they?
It sounds like you're doing all the right things, Edward.
Yeah, but the thing is, she only calved last night. She's shivering, she's off her food.
It certainly sounds like milk fever to me.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but look, can you come over? I am paying to call out Alistair.
Yeah, all right.
And I need to be sure. I can't afford to lose her.
No, I expect you just need to get some calcium into her. Yeah, but I'll be over in 5 minutes.
What's the difference doing?
Yeah, cheers,
mate?
Dad.
She's my guest.
Yeah, see you in a tick.
Yeah, but why the cider shed, Joe? It's filthy in there. Couldn't you invite Carol here instead?
Yo.
Clary, I'm nipping over to Grange Farm. Edward needs some help.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, I'll see you tea time. Bye now.
Oh, Eddie, William left a message. He says he'll be home between 3 and 4.
Oh, right you are.
Aren't you going to tell me what you need to see him about?
Oh, nothing, just something we were chatting about on Apple Day. Look, I have to go. Edward's waiting for me.
Now, Eddie...
Clary? Where's them giblets gone?
What?
For Daphne. I was saving them for her birthday.
Oh, threw them out. They've gone rancid.
Oh.
Now, listen, Joe. You can't possibly take a lady like Carol Tregoran to the cider shed. Why if she gets some on the expensive clothes of hers?
Well, she ain't coming for the decor. She wants to taste the cider.
But
I promised to show her how it's made.
Well, in that case, you're going to have to spruce it up.
What?
I'm not having her sit in that hovel until it's been given a damn good clear out.
Right, that's got the calcium into her.
Here, let me rub it in. You fetch the rope. We need to hobble our hind legs in case she falls.
Cheers, Dad.
I told you it was milk fever.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
I...
Yeah, wanted a second opinion.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Give her half an hour, she should be fine.
Thank God. They'll need her to sell when the business packs in.
Hey, come on, no use thinking the worst.
Well, why not? Mike still ain't no closer to finding a buyer for the round.
No, I know.
And as for the money we've been saving towards a deposit on our house, well, probably going to need that just to live on. We ain't never going to move out of Ambridge View.
Well, you know William's still looking for a tenant for number one The Green. He won't pay an agency.
Yeah, like we can afford that.
Emma must be bringing a bit of extra cash. I mean, Fallon's business is taking off, ain't it?
Nah, not that much. Anyway, she shouldn't have to. She's got enough on with the kids.
Edward.
I want to provide for her.
Of course you do. But how many couples do you know where one of them can afford to stay at home? Your mum's always worked.
No, I know.
There's been a lot of times when she was the main breadwinner. That's why we took them vows.
Except me and Em aren't married.
Oh, as good as. It's the whole point of being together. So you can support each other.
Yeah, well, even with both of us working, I still ain't earning enough from the cows.
Yeah, well, that's another problem. Now, come on, hand me the rope. Let's get her legs to it.
It runs in the family, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
You think our Edward's messy, Susan? You should try living with Eddie and Joe.
Oh, I know. They're all the same. It's taken me years to train Neil.
Well, at least you managed it. Is that all the strawberry yoghurts?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought we were going to run out of labels. Right, let's get them packed and in the fridge.
Right. You know, we really shouldn't complain. Not when you look at other people.
No.
Spotted Brian over at Willow Farm on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Hayley's car, it still hasn't appeared. I reckon she's still in Brum with her mum and dad.
What does Vicky say?
Well, she and Mike, they're keeping a low profile. She hasn't been in the shop for ages.
Ooh.
I was talking about it to Cathy. You know, now that Roy's back at Grey Gables. Mm-hmm. Well, she wonders if it was the reason he went to work for Elizabeth in the first place.
Oh, that was ages ago.
Yeah, but who knows how long it's all been going on.
Wonder how many people already know.
Yeah, well, I don't think Jill does. Not from the way she's reacted to things I've asked her in the shop.
Well, let's hope she don't find out.
No. But then you know how these things get out. People will talk.
Cheers for these, William.
No problem. Like I say, I've forgotten how much stuff we had in the loft.
Well, I'm glad you hung on to it.
Lord knows why we ever brought panpipes back from Cancun. Right, Mitch, come on, boy, in you get.
So, you're going back out now?
Yeah, one of the feeders got vandalised.
Oh, right.
Then tonight, I'm going out lamping.
Right, I'd best let you crack on then.
Dad, about the shoot, I'm struggling to find beaters. I don't suppose you could put the word round the market.
Of course, I'll see if there's anyone.
Ta.
Although, you might want to ask your brother.
You're joking.
Why not? He knows the ropes and, well, you must know the herd still ain't doing great. Edward's always on the lookout for extra work.
Yeah, well, maybe.
What is that stuff?
Oh, the neutralizer.
Well, stop it. It's playing havoc with me farmer's lung.
What? The dust and dirt in here ain't. And what's this?
Ah, no.
Joseph Grundy, what have I told you about pork scratchings?
They ain't mine. It could be anybody in the cider club. The prof, Mike Tucker, Roberts now.
Are you telling me that lovely Robert would have stuffed 7, 8, 9 empty packets down the side of the armchair?
What else is he going to do? We ain't got no bin.
Bin? What we need is a skip. Now, what about these ferret magazines?
Oh, hands off. They're staying.
Oh, how do?
Eddie.
What are you doing here?
Well, I could ask you the same thing.
She's trying to make me throw away my ferret magazine.
What are you on about?
Now, stop right there. Not another step until you've told me what's in that box. Is that a sombrero?
It only takes a minute, Ed. If you don't lie in the grill pan with foil, then I have to wash it up every time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll remember next time.
I know these are only little things. Coaster.
Hey.
For your glass.
Yeah, right, of course.
But they make running a house so much easier.
Fine, I'll...
Yes, Holly, what is it? Do you want feeding?
Hello, Will.
Ed, listen, I can't be long. I'm ringing because I might have some work for you.
Right.
It's this big shoot I've got coming up. I'm short of a few beaters. Usual day rate, plus soup lunch.
Why? What's happened to your regular beaters?
Does it matter?
No, I just wondered why you asked me.
Dad was over today. He said you could do with the money.
Oh, right, and you thought a few quid would do it.
Look, if you don't want it...
Ed!
Well...
Wait, hang on.
Oh, Holly's done her business in the utility again. Oh, I've told you, she's George's dog. If he doesn't take her for a walk, then you'll have to.
Yes, yeah, all right.
You can't expect Neil to do it all the time.
Ed, are you there?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
So, do you want the job or not?
When's the shoot?
2 weeks today.
And you can clean this mess up as well.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll do it. It's money, after all.
Eddie, you can't really be serious.
Here, is it my poncho from when I fell over at Grey Gables?
Yeah. So, what do you reckon?
You look like one of the men you see on Felpisham High Street trying to sell CDs.
So once I've done my bit on how turkeys come from Mexico, we move on to when they arrived in England in the 15th century.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, I thought you said they had them in ancient Rome.
No, they had chickens.
Yeah, so what was that bit about a fortune-telling turkey then?
I've explained that. The Romans had fortune-telling chickens.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a fortune-telling turkey. Oh. I've already picked one that looks quite mystical.
And you actually want to charge people for this?
Oh, it's only a bit of fun.
Yeah, but if it's supposed to be the history of the turkey...
Oh, the prof won't be happy. You know what a stickler he is about that sort of thing?
It was Jim who gave me the idea. Now, like I was saying, Tudor England. I've got some more props in here.
Oh, Eddie, what now? I've only just finished clearing stuff off the floor.
Ta-da!
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That is something. Where did you find that?
The car boot. The guy told me it's an accurate 1 to 83 scale model of the Golden Hind.
Oh, would you look at that rigging?
Joe, don't encourage him.
And this is the coat of arms of the bloke who first brought turkeys back from America. William Strickland was his name. See, there's a turkey perched on top of his shield.
Ah. Right, so you've got a dusty old ship and a printout off the internet.
Yeah, and Jill's found me some recipes.
Well, you're not expecting me to cook them.
Eddie, you do know they didn't eat turkey for Christmas back then.
Oh, give me strength. Look, what's the matter with you two? It's a gimmick.
No.
Whole point is to get them in here so we can flog them a bird. And some holly and mistletoe while we're at it.
Ah, but they did start eating it in Dickensian times. So I remember that from when I played Scrooge.
So?
So that should be part of it and all.
Absolutely. Now you're getting it.
Oh.
Yeah. I could dress up as a humble old pauper begging for alms, eh? And Clary, you could be a cockney charwoman.
We'll not be a cockney charwoman. Told you, I ain't getting involved in your Christmas schemes.
Plus, it's a bit grim, Dad.
It's histrionically authentic.
And any road, I ain't got to the best part yet.
For goodness sake, Eddie, why don't you just go door to door like you normally
do? Hang on.
How much work is this going to take?
Wait.
Nah, the old thing's preposterous.
At least hear me out.
Oh, all right, go on. What is it now?
I am going to pardon a turkey. You know, for Thanksgiving. Like what the US president does.
I give up.
It'll be great publicity. And it's perfect timing to kick off sales. I can see the photo in the Echo now. Me and one of our plumpest birds in front of the Stars and Stripes.
Son, you're a genius.
There, you see. Dad understands.
Fine. Do what you want. If you think people will queue up to see you as some sort of mariachi band reject, and Joe as a washed-up Fagin, well, good luck to you.
Oh, that's not it at all. We're going to inform, educate and entertain.
Ah, you're right there, Eddie.
Who wouldn't be happy to stump up for that?
Does Graham want another coffee?
No, I don't think so.
You've been in there with him a while.
Well, there's a lot he needs to know. Details of the single farm payment, environmental stewardship, public rights of way. It's all needed for the sales brochure.
Hi.
Oh, hi there, Jill.
Sorry, don't let me interrupt.
You off somewhere?
Yes, I'm going round to Peggy's.
Mum?
You don't need to do that.
No, the photographer's finished in the house now.
No, really, I promised I'd pop in.
Mum, hang on, before you go. When we go up to view this farm next week, would you like to come with us?
Oh,
we'd really value your opinion.
What about Ben and Josh?
Well, going to ask Pip to look after the farm so she can keep an eye on them.
I see. Well,
only if you want to, though.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, of course.
It is an awfully long journey to Northumberland. I'm not sure that I'm up to it.
Here it is.
The fabled Grundy cider shed. And isn't it cosy?
After you, madam.
When you described it, honestly, I was expecting a few upturned crates and some barrels, but look at this. Not even a cobweb.
Oh, well, we like to keep things civilised. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks. Sorry.
What?
I seem to have sat on something.
Oh, Eddie's pan pipes.
Eddie plays the pan pipes?
Oh, no, of course he don't. They're for his history of the turkey. Yeah, you ready for some cider?
Hold on.
You're going to have to explain that to me.
Well, you saw all them turkeys outside.
Yes.
Well, it's a way to drum up business like an interactive exhibition is how he's billing it. You know, charting the progress of the turkey through the ages.
Oh, goodness.
So the panpipes are from Mexico, and the model ship over there, you see, is for Elizabethan times.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, he's a smart one, is already.
But, well, no one could ever accuse him of not being industrious.
Now, get your laughing gear around that.
This is what I have come to try.
Made from 100% Borsetshire Beauty apples. I guarantee you won't taste a better cider.
They are not long, the weeping and the laughter, well, something like that. Love and desire and hate. And the word hate was underlined about 3 or 4 times.
That could mean anything.
Yes, but then when I flicked to the front, there was a message from John. It was the anniversary gift to Carol from back in 1968.
Oh, Jennifer, I just don't know.
Well, you don't think I should return it to her, then?
Look, I don't really understand why John left you all his books in the first place.
Oh, no.
I certainly wouldn't say anything.
Well, OK, Mum.
Good. Now, I'm getting a little chilly standing here.
Oh, yes, of course. You go back inside and...
give my love to Phoebe.
Yes, yes, I will.
And do speak to Hayley.
Mum, I can't.
Well, I'm going to have to make a decision about where she's going to live. And if that's not with Roy...
Look, Mum, I don't want to put any pressure on them. After all, we don't really know how far things went between Roy and Elizabeth.
Yes, all right.
And it, well, maybe that they can put it back
Jill,
together.
Hello.
Afternoon. Jenny, thought I could hear your voice.
Oh, really? Mum and I were just talking.
We were talking.
Yes, we're talking about Rory and we're going to pick him up on Friday.
Yes, I see.
Anyway, what's all this about Brookfield?
Oh,
yes. Jennifer says Ruth and David are talking about selling the farm. It's not true, is it?
They're considering it.
Because of the new road?
Well, tell them from me there's a long way to go yet. I mean, the council have plenty of reasons to choose another route. And, you know, we can always call for a public inquiry. So, oh, please don't worry.
It's not easy for them, having this hanging over them.
Do you need to get going, Jennifer?
Yes, I suppose I should. Bye then, Jill.
Bye.
Oh, remember, Mum, we should be back for supper on Friday, so if you want to come over...
Yes, all right. Take care, dear.
Yes. I'm sorry. I should have phoned. It was inconsiderate of me to think I could just drop by.
Jill, don't be silly. You're always welcome. Now, come inside and tell me the truth. How worried are you, really?
And where would I fit in?
Well, sat reciting next to the tree, of course.
A Christmas carol reads a Christmas carol.
Precisely.
Well, I'll see.
You will? Oh, there. Would you like another glass?
No, honestly.
Oh, go on.
I've had plenty. Really, wine is more my thing.
Oh.
Although it is excellent. Have you ever thought of marketing it?
You mean sell it, like?
I'm sure people would buy it.
Well, we did think about it, but, well, you know how these health and safety jobs were, sir? Mm. Well, you know that there's anything wrong with the cider.
No.
We thought my teeth had fallen in a scratter once, but that was only a false alarm. Turns out one of the turkeys had eaten them.
Well, anyway, that aside, you should definitely consider it.
Oh, I will.
And I know who would have been a member of your cider club, too.
Oh, huh?
John. He would have thought this was wonderful.
That's
and
true.
And Walter and Ned and Tom and all those other stalwarts who propped up the bar in the Bull.
Well, who could blame him with Prue Forrest pulling the point, eh?
Joe.
Well, you know, he lives in their house now, her and Tom's.
Well, of course I do. Charles built it for them after the fire.
Of course he did.
Funny how things come round.
So when was it he bought the Fairbrother estate? Was that when Phil Archer was still manager?
Yes, I think so. It must have been.
Oh, I remember how much Dan Archer hated him working there. All that money he'd stumped up to buy Brookfield and then his son didn't want to farm it.
Well, it all worked out in the end.
Ah, there ain't no shift in the Archers.
Well, let's hope so anyway. It would be terrible if they were forced to leave.
Leave? Leave where?
Brookfield. Ruth and David might have to sell up.
No, no, they'd never do that.
I thought you'd have heard about it in the ball.
What are you on about it? If you're pulling my leg.
So are you going up to see this farm then?
I think I should.
But Jill, if you don't want to move...
Ruth and David are trying so hard to make me feel included. I don't want to be selfish.
Well, if you won't, I shall. I'd be absolutely heartbroken. I've few enough friends left as it is.
Oh, Peggy.
I want you to know, if you'd rather stay in Ambridge, there's always room here.
Thank you. But Carol's already offered to move out. And Shula and Elizabeth have both said I can live with them. So I'm not short of offers.
Good.
Now let's talk about something else.
Of course.
The Bridge Club. I won't find it too hard, will I?
Oh, no. Carol said she'd teach you, didn't she?
Yes.
I'm pretty rusty too. Still, it's a nice idea, though. Especially now the nights are really drawing in.
Yes. You get lovely views of the garden from this conservatory.
Yes.
Though the trees will be bare soon.
Oh, goodness.
Is that Carol? Where did she come from?
I've no idea. It's all right. It's open.
Sorry, I did try the front door.
Oh, it's the bell. The battery must need changing. Come in.
Thanks.
We were just talking about you.
Were you now?
We were saying we could both do with some bridge lessons.
Oh, yes, of course.
Carol, sit here. Oh. I should get going anyway.
You sure?
Yes. I need to pop into the shop before it closes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've noticed, but Susan's been behaving very strangely recently.
Is that unusual?
Strange? How?
Well, asking odd questions.
Oh.
And she's not the only one. I bumped into Clary, and she was quizzing me about Lower Loxley and how Elizabeth's getting on. I mean, even seeing Jenny just now when I arrived. Didn't you think she seemed tense? Maybe I'm just imagining it.
I expect so.
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't think it's fair not to say.
Please, tell me, what is it?
No, not at all. Come on in.
Oh, evening, Ruth Archer. Oh,
hi, Joe. Eddie's in the parlour if you're looking for him.
No. I'm going to see you both, actually. I hope you don't mind. I have had a couple of ciders.
Okay.
But I had to come straight over.
Why, Joe? What is it?
I heard you might be leaving Ambridge.
Oh. Yes, that's right.
And I told Carol Tregoran she must be barking mad.
Well, we don't want to.
No, and nothing's settled yet.
Although we have had Rodways here today to draw up the brochure.
You're joking. Why?
Well, it's the new road, Joe. We just can't see how we'd be able to keep it as a mixed farm.
And that's what's most important to us.
You know, it's the way that Brookfield's always been.
Well, it was in your father's day and his father before him.
Exactly.
Hopefully it won't happen, though.
No, well, if it does, I just want you to know that I, for one, shall be very sorry to see you go.
Joe, that's sweet.
No, Ruth Archer, I mean it. I know in the past us Grundys and Archers might not have seen eye to eye, but it'd be galling for a tenant farmer to see the likes of you getting all the breaks. But I won't lie neither when I says you've always been good neighbours.
Thanks.
Well, we'd certainly like to think so.
Yeah.
And all being well, we'll continue to be here.
Just let me finish.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello.
Joe's here.
I can see. Hello, Joe.
Oh, evening, Mrs.
You okay, Mum?
Yes, love, I'm fine.
Well, can I carry on while the words are in my head, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm glad you're here to hear this, missus. Now, I knows what it means to have land. And I knows what it means to lose it, too. And if it hadn't been for your family, we'd never have been able to come by our field. And for that, I'll always be eternally grateful.
Joe.
And it's why it would be a tragedy if this road meant that you had to leave Ambridge. There. That's it.
Joe, there was honestly no need.
No, but it means a lot. Doesn't it, Jill?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Mum, what's the matter?
Nothing. Need me. I just need
Jill.
It's all right, I'll go. Mum, come on, don't be like this.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. Was there something I said?
Hi, you've reached Roy Tucker. Leave me a message.
Hi, Roy. Sorry to bother you. I just wanted to check how you were getting on. It's Elizabeth, by the way. I'm putting together the programme for the Hunt Ball and I'm still missing some of the artwork. I don't suppose you've got a mobile number for Sarah at Amvale Equine. So if you could call me back or just put it in an email, whatever's easier. Thanks. Right, what next? Yes, come in. Oh, Mum.
I'm not interrupting, am I?
No. Sorry, I wasn't expecting you. Did we say you were coming over?
No, we didn't.
Mum, is there something wrong?
Oh, for goodness sake, Elizabeth. Roy. How did it happen?
So you've heard, then?
Yes, I've heard. But I need to hear it from you.
It's just a barely space to pull out, Ed.
Well, I only parked there to make room for the pickup. As soon as we've done the shearing, it can go back again, yeah?
Morning, Mrs. C.
Oh, morning, Jasser.
You don't mind if I leave my bike here, do you?
Oh, no, love, of course not. That's fine. Oh, look. There goes Roy.
Huh?
Wonder where he's off to.
Work, I guess.
That or he's on a booty call.
Booty what? Is that a Scottish saying?
Never mind.
Come on, when it comes to social climbing, getting your leg over with the boss is a canny move.
Oh, Chasser.
What? Oh, come on, enough of that. We should get over to Home Farm.
Mum, would you mind shutting the door? I think Lily and Freddie are in their rooms, but...
No, of course.
Just in case.
That's fine.
I hope Chamomile's all right. Sit down. Would you like a biscuit? I've got some Viennese.
Elizabeth, stop it. I'm not interested in tea, and I'm not interested in biscuits.
Yes, okay.
I just want to understand. All this has been going on.
All right.
And
Mum.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's just hard to know where to start.
At the beginning would be a good place.
It wasn't an affair. It wasn't, Mum, honestly, not really. A mistake.
And when did this mistake happen?
Does it matter?
Well, was it a few weeks ago, a few months, a year?
No. No, it was the festival. The one Roy took me to in June. And we promised it would never happen again, and it shouldn't have.
But?
But. I don't know, Mum, I don't know. When we got back, everything was different. Tried to pretend, but it was always there while we were working, when we were alone together. I was so confused. And Roy, he wouldn't let it go.
And what about Hayley? She must have been around.
Yes.
Didn't you think about her?
Of course I did, Mum. I didn't want any of this. I kept telling Roy it had to stop.
So why didn't it?
Because I can't change the way I feel. Felt.
So it isn't really over then?
Yes, yes, it's over.
Only after Hayley found out, though?
No, before that. But Freddie already had his suspicions.
Freddie?
I know, you don't have to tell me, Mum. You should see the way Freddie looks at me. I'm so ashamed. I'd never even thought of Roy that way. But being at that festival... It's seeming like a million miles away. I actually felt carefree. And I haven't, Mum. I haven't. I've been so lonely.
I know.
Trying to run this place on my own, trying to seem like I'm coping, and then all of a sudden there was Roy, and I wasn't by myself anymore. And we could laugh together, and he'd hold me, and...
What, Elizabeth?
And... For once, I could imagine my life without Nigel.
darling.
How can I do this to anyone? To Lily and Freddy?
No.
Oh, you must be so disappointed. But please don't be angry with
me. Come here.
I'm so sorry.
I know you are. Come on. Let it out. We'll fix this somehow.
Oh, God.
It's fine. Just ignore it.
But
Elizabeth, whatever it is, I'm sure it can wait.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Pargeter. Please leave me a message. Thanks.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Roy. Sorry I missed your call. I was on my way to work. About the artwork, there should be a mobile number for Sarah in one of the emails, and hopefully you've been getting them. Yeah. I hope everything's going all right with you and that you're okay. I'm fine, and... well, I'm fine. Maybe we'll get to speak to each other soon.
Is that your phone again?
Yes, it'll just be a voicemail message.
Good.
I'm so sorry.
Elizabeth, you don't need to apologise to me.
But just as long as you know... I never meant any of it. I didn't want to break up Roy and Haley's marriage.
I'm sure you didn't set out to hurt anyone.
Except I have, though. Haley's been my friend for so long.
Here, have another tissue.
Thanks.
You can't lay all the blame on yourself. Roy's equally to blame. It's his marriage, it's his family.
And look how he's paid for
it. I know, but nonetheless, what on earth was he thinking?
So how did you find out?
Oh, Peggy and Carol.
Carol?
Don't be upset. Carol didn't want to say anything. But I'd already realised there was something wrong.
How?
Just comments people have made.
Like who?
Well, it's not important. Oh, Rose and David know, by the way.
Well, I suppose it was bound to come out sometime. It's my reputation gone as well as my self-respect.
Now, come on.
I'm serious. I can just imagine what people are saying. I mean, if they've been making veiled comments about it to you.
That doesn't matter.
Of course it does. I want you to be proud of me.
And I am. You're my brave, beautiful daughter, and you always will be.
Thanks, Mum. I was so frightened about how you'd react.
No.
I thought you'd never speak to me again.
Well, what could that do to anyone? I'd rather be here helping you through it.
Yes.
And I know you're worried about Lily and Freddie.
Oh, Mum.
And they might be hurting now, but they know you love them just as much as I love you. They just need time to come to terms with what's happened.
I hope so.
It's true.
Mum, what would I do without you? You're always there, even when I think you won't be.
And I hope nothing will ever change that. Now, come on. Dry your eyes. Do you need to get back to work?
No, I could really do with getting away for a while. I've been feeling as though I'm barricaded in.
Well, in that case, why don't we go for a walk? We could go to the country park.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Okay, then. Ooh. Do you mind if we drop into the village shop? I meant to go there yesterday.
No, of course not. Let me just grab my coat.
Yeah, look, I don't want to move out. I know they're doing us a favour, but does she ever cut me any slack?
Hey, you, stop wriggling.
Either the pickup's in the wrong place, or should I walk the damn dog?
Aye, I know, your life's a misery.
I'm serious, Jazzer.
Right, that's done. I'm ready for a break. You know your trouble, Ed, don't you? You work too hard. You need to stop navel-gazing and kick back a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm boring you.
You must be boring yourself. Yeah, Fallon's still looking for somebody to go and see Halloween with.
Well, I can't. Me and Em are going down the ball that night.
Take her and all.
Ah, I should hate it. You know what Emma's like? She gets freaked out by Harry Potter. Why don't you go with Fallon?
Well, no talking about me. Anyway, I might be on a promise.
Yeah, right.
And that's your other problem. Emma's got you wound round her wee finger.
What? What, because I want to spend some time with her?
When's the last time you and me had a proper session?
Well, it's all right for you. You've only got yourself to think about.
Aye, which is why you need to blow off steam. Seriously, pal, I'm on your side. You might as well cut yourself some slack, because Susan's never gone.
Well, that's true.
So, what'd you say? I'm only talking about a few jars. You can't tell me you're no tempted.
I suppose it would be good to unwind.
Magic. How about the Mora?
Whose anniversary is it?
Kenton and Jolene's.
Oh, gosh, yes. Has it been a year already?
A week on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's always nice to see a happy marriage. There aren't so many these days.
Indeed. Sorry, I'm going to have to give you a note.
Oh, that's fine. So, what are you up to today?
I've just been over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, really?
Elizabeth's waiting for me in the car now, actually. We're going for a walk in the country park.
Oh, is she? Well, you got the weather for it. Yeah. It must be hard for Elizabeth at the moment. You know, now that Roy's left to work at Grey Gables. People always said they work very well together. Still, I suppose you can get too close.
And to be honest, it really isn't anyone else's business.
Well, no, I mean...
So if you do hear any gossip, I hope you'll say the same. Elizabeth's always tried her best, especially over the last few years. It's been very tough for her.
I honestly didn't mean
to... We should all try to be supportive of people who need our help. Shouldn't we, Susan?
Oh, absolutely, Jill.
Now, could I have my change?
Oh, yes, of course. I've run out of fivers.
That's fine. We can't all be perfect, can we?
I'm fine and... Well, I'm fine. Maybe we'll get to speak to each other soon.
Mum, that was quick.
I was only buying a card... And Susan didn't seem to have much to say for once.
Really?
Who was that on the phone?
Oh.
Was it work? Because if you can't spare the time...
No, honestly, Mum, it was only the answer phone. I don't need to reply to it.
Well, as long as you're certain.
Definitely. Come on, let's go.
Honestly, David, I'm not just saying that. If I thought resigning from the BL board would make one iota of difference...
No, I know, Brian.
I'd do it like a shot.
Yeah, but it won't, though, will it? The road's going to be built somewhere. It's in the hands of the planning committee now.
Evening, Roy. Oh, good to see you.
Evening, Brian. You all right, David?
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Could be better.
Sure.
Shall I nab us somewhere to sit, Brian? I think I saw a table around the corner.
Yeah, okay, I'll come and find you in a moment.
Right. See you all right?
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't punch me. Oh, I think David knows it takes two to tango.
How's Phoebe doing?
She's fine, yeah. She's at the cinema with friends.
Oh, right.
And I'm glad to see you've decided to get out as well.
It was that, or sitting at home, drinking on me own.
Oh, good for you. There's no point hiding away.
Oh, looky here. If it isn't the Lothario or Lower Loxley.
Oh, I'll leave you to it. Evening, Jazza.
Right, big man.
Ed? Hiya, Brian.
Oh, don't be looking like that. You're my new hero. When it comes to the mature woman Lizzie Paget as a mammy, I'd love
to... All right, Jazza, leave it out. So, can I get you a drink?
Yeah, cheers. I'll have a whiskey, please.
So Pip's agreed to look after the farm, with a bit of help from Eddie.
And how does she feel about it all?
Well, she knew it was on the cards. In fact, she actually seems quite positive. I think having had her year away and with all the new things she's learning at university, it could be an exciting opportunity for her.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. And we're playing it down with the boys at the moment.
Well, I'm glad Pip's taking it in her stride. I won't lie to you, David, I'm struggling to come to terms with it.
Oh, Brian, now, come on.
No. When you think about everything we've been through, I mean, My goodness, it must be almost 40 years.
I suppose it must.
I remember meeting you when you were only...
No, please, don't say so high.
No, no, you weren't as young as that. But I do remember thinking how similar you were to your father. And since then, you've worked for me as my foreman. There's been the machinery sharing scheme, the chute, Hazard Hills Marketing Board.
Well, foot and mouth. You and Jennifer were a massive support to us then.
Exactly, and I don't mean just as fellow farmers. You've been a good friend, David. Oh, let's face it, there weren't many people I could turn to when Siobhan died.
Okay, Brian.
No, I know.
No, let's not go into all that.
All right, but it needs saying. It's one of the hardest times of my life.
Look, it hasn't even happened yet. As long as they don't choose Route B.
Yeah, but even if they do, then there must be alternatives to selling Brookfield.
Not if we want to stay in Derry.
But would it be better somewhere else? You know milk prices are only heading down. Maybe now's a good time to get out.
Oh, maybe.
I might even be able to help. With all the new plans for BL, I'm sure there'd be some way for Brookfield to get involved.
Don't worry, Charlie's already tried that line.
Yeah, but...
And it's not what we want. Believe me, we've been through all the options, and none of them allow us to farm the way we want to. You know, at the end of the day, I would rather move Brookfield than lose its soul.
Come on, dry your eyes. If I'd known you were going to be such a pair of face aches, I'd have gone out boozing in tune.
Yeah, I don't know what you're so cheery about. If the milk round goes, you're going to be out of a job and all.
Aye, and we could get hit by an asteroid tomorrow. Now, what do you reckon to this fancy dress competition?
Fancy dress?
For Halloween, Kenton's just been telling me. Thing is, there's a cash prize for the best costume. How about we all enter, and if one of his wins, we split the money?
Don't think so.
Come on, have another drink.
I've had plenty. I'm still going to give it a miss.
Anyway, I thought you had a date.
Yeah. There's a chance of making a few quid. Julian's reading palm. She'll tell your fortune.
Yeah, I could want to know that.
No, I'd rather not find out.
The drink with a pair of dementors.
Yeah, Roy, did Mike tell you we've lost another 4 customers so far this month?
Listen, Ed, the round isn't everything. What about the shearing?
Well, because that makes us a fortune, doesn't it?
We could have, we build it up. I mean, look how much we were in pocket yesterday. That's the first time Adam's ever asked us to do the whole flock. We had a decent bit of advertising. Who knows how much work we could get?
How much is that going to cost?
I'm not talking about a giant billboard on Lakey Hill. I've got a mate. He'd set us up a website.
Really?
Aye. You just got to think positive, pal. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You get more chicks.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my philosophy anyway. No, I'm away for a slash. You just think on it.
Yeah, cheers,
Dazzer.
You might have a point, you know. There is other stuff I could do. I'm not useless. I mean, all that tractor driving I did there at harvest, that was money in my pocket. I should do more contract work. Don't you reckon, Roy?
Sorry, Ed.
Are you all right? You had one too many.
No, I'm just thinking about how my life's falling apart.
Yeah, I know. Look, maybe we should both take a leaf out of Jazza's book, eh? He never lets things get him down. Whatever life throws at him, he just grabs it. Doesn't seem to do him any harm.
No, I guess.
Or not. Ignore me, I'm drunk. Probably talking rubbish. That's last orders. So, what's it going to be?
Well, I reckon the weather's turned.
Yeah,
it's definitely colder. Thanks for this evening, Grant.
Well, I'm keeping everything crossed for you, Harvey. Absolutely devastated if you're forced to sell Brookfield.
Well, we'll see, eh?
There'll be an awful lot of people sorry to see you go.
Very kind of you.
That's the truth.
Roy, you all right there?
Yeah.
Do you need a lift home?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Definitely.
Well... Good night, then. Roy, you take care of yourself, OK?
Yeah, night.
Dear, that doesn't look good, does it?
Right, here we go. Where's Roy? Has he gone to the bog?
No, I'd have seen him.
Well, he was here, and then I went to the bog.
Maybe he's gone home.
Surprised he could stand. Oh, well, we're just going to have his whiskey for him. Here you go, I'll top up yours. There we go.
Whoa, steady, pal.
Sorry.
When did you become such a lightweight?
Hey, I'm keeping up. So, down in one.
All right.
No, wait, hang on.
What?
The shearing business.
What about it?
We are going for it, yeah? You're not messing me around.
Of course I'm not.
Because I need this, Jazza. And if we're doing it, then you've got to be, like, fully in.
I'm in, mate. I'm in. You know me when I set sights on something. I'm like a dog with a bone.
Good.
So, do them one?
Yeah.
Right. Go for it. So, what do you reckon? There's still no quite 11. Time for another.
Elizabeth! You up there? Open the window! Elizabeth! Wake up!
Roy!
It's all right, it's only me.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Sorry, I've been down the pub.
How did you get here?
I walk.
Walked from Ambridge?
I had to see you.
Keep your voice down, everyone's asleep.
So can I come in? All I want to do is talk to you.
Roy, I really think...
Please, Elizabeth. Just give me 5 minutes and I'll go.
Oh, where's the light switch? Oh, who put that there? Susan!
Ed!
How come you're hiding in the dark?
It's almost midnight. For goodness sake, how much have you had to drink?
Oh, Susan. Susan.
Ed!
You're always so angry. Come on, give us a hug.
Oh, what? No.
I've been making some big decisions. Oh. You won't have to put up with me very much longer.
Oh, Ed,
you reek. We both just need to loosen up, you know? I know I have. I feel a lot better.
Oh, yes, well, I'd feel a lot better if you hadn't come home in the middle of the night making a racket.
No.
You've got work in the morning. Ed, what's the matter? Oh, no, don't you dare.
Oh, I think I'm going
to... No, use the downstairs toilet. Oh, no, what are you doing? Oh, no, please, not on the sofa. Oh, Ed,
sorry.
You disgusting boy.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I should never have come.
I'm amazed you managed it.
I couldn't go home, though. Not with nobody there.
All right, that's good. Sit down. All right, let's get some coffee into you.
It's like everything there to remind me of what I've done. Hayley's dressing gown, still hanging in the bathroom. Abby's wellies by the back door. Not hearing Phoebe's music anymore. It's not like I ever stopped loving them.
No, of course you haven't.
Me and Hayley. All the things I loved about her when we first met. How caring she is, how generous, how trusting. She's still the same.
No, I know.
I took advantage. She's never going to forgive me.
Roy, please don't. This is just as much my fault. I feel guilty too, but we've got to get through this somehow. It's going to be hard, but I promise. Look at me, Roy. Things will get better for both of us.
You really think?
Yes, absolutely. Don't ever give up hope.
Elizabeth.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I thought...
No!
Well, why not?
There's no one stopping us now.
No, Roy, please.
Well, I've lost everything else.
Go.
What was the point if it was all for nothing?
Now, listen to me. Nothing's changed. You're drunk. You don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
No, Roy. Now, sit down. I'm going to make you a coffee and you're going to drink it. And then I'm calling a cab to take you home.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.